Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN Radio. I'm Greg Lancaster here on VFN TV and Christian Television Network. Joining me is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
I like the hair.
Thank you.
I like the hair. The light's having mercy today.
Is it?
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. John.
Hello, hello.
You cut yours.
Cut it all off. There you
Believe
go.
It or not, they will not know this, but he has cut it. It has been cut.
Yeah, it's been cut. It was getting really just too long, man.
Really shaggy.
It was a pony. Shaggy. He had a ponytail. No, he had a whole bunch of braids.
Oh, yeah.
He had a whole bunch of braids going
on. A whole bunch of them.
Yeah. I think that's cool.
Hey.
Yeah. You know me.
I think that suits you.
I think it's cool, just not cool for me.
I think it would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll just move on.
Okay.
If you missed what we just talked about in our last program, you've got to catch it. You know, dear God, send us players, not fans. Mm. Mm. A player versus a fan. Which one are you? I mean, think about that. And, you know, players get in. Players are the real deal. And fans are people who observe players. But find out about David. David was a player. You know, Paul was a player. And God's calling us to be players, to be in the field. There is an audience. There is a fan base. But the fan base is in heaven in the cloud of witnesses. We're not supposed to be fans.
No. Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to be players. And they're watching us. Can you imagine? They're saying, it's like, get on the field. Run down the field. Throw the ball, right?
Do something.
Do something. At least you do nothing. But also, we had a chance to talk about this bus driver from
New Jersey, Rutgers.
Rutgers University, who was willing to stand. He's a player. He is a Christ man that they fired him. They laid him off because he prayed for a woman who was in a wheelchair.
Mm.
And he also prayed for a lot of other students there. He's pastoring them. You got to hear this.
They got healed.
Mm-hmm. And our God heals, by the way. That's why Lucifer's children don't want us to pray for folks.
That's
because
right.
It differentiates between him who actually causes sickness and God who actually heals sickness. Mm. It makes a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the context of that, you say, you know what? I think I like the way he stood. He says, you know, either way, I'm still going to stand for God.
That's right. I'm not going to compromise.
I am not going to compromise. This is what he said. He said, I'm all about God, brother. He says, I'm all about God. Don't you love that?
I love it.
I love players, man. I love people who are on the field playing, doing what Jesus said. Mm. You know, they're abiding. An abider isn't a player, by the way, because they're spending time with God. They're walking with God. They're hiding his word in their heart. That they're listening. They're sharing and having a conversation with God, what you would call prayer, but just talking to God. And they're listening to what he says or impresses on them to do. And then they do it. You think about it. That's a player. That is a player. Somebody that's actually doing it. Somebody who abides with God, you know, is a player. Man, my goodness. There is so much taking place right now. We want to be able to cover what we can with you on today's program. But Israel is preparing as we speak.
Yes, they are.
I mean, think about it. You would never thought this day would happen. But Saudi Arabia is talking about partnering with Israel to be able to eliminate Iran's nuclear capabilities.
Wow.
Today, the news is reporting.
That's telling.
How about that?
And but understand this, too, that these folks who are, according to the lawsuit being filed in Egypt, war crimes and all that, and the Muslim Brotherhood, this brotherhood breeze blowing across the Middle East over there, that the first thing that they wanted to do was topple down presidents over there, and the second thing they want to do is topple down kings.
Yep.
And I wouldn't say, for some reason, I can't give you any groundwork to it, but based on a caliphate and what a Muslim Brotherhood you can go to Muslim Brotherhood 101 on the VFN torch. Go to VFNTV.com and you can see that this they wouldn't want a king like that. They would want one of their players in there. And so this is worst case scenario for Muslim Brotherhood, for even a Saudi prince, Saudi king to publicly say that I'm going to partner with the infidel. Dear God, we just thank you for Saudi Arabia standing up for sanity.
Yes.
In that they know that, and of course that these nuclear weapons would have to fly over Saudi Arabia to get to Israel, and they know that nobody's a good shot over there.
That ain't gonna work.
You remember when the Persian Gulf War was there, and you had all these threats and all these things being said, and I mean just venomous threats. We're gonna kill you. We're gonna annihilate you. And as soon as our troops touched the ground and were launched out, immediately all of Hussein's people started surrendering. I mean, they started like, here we are, we got it, you got it. Okay, they called us, you know, take down the cardboard people looking target things, the silhouettes that look like soldiers. I mean, they just started surrendering rapidly. The biggest issue was of course we had the, you know, different things going on. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the Iraq war. I'm talking about the George Bush Senior was president when the whole world practically got together and said, don't think so. Iraq. Yeah. And it's time for the whole world to get together for Iran and say the same thing.
That's right.
But they're actually, there are reports right now, there's reports that they are talking about standing up with Israel for sanity because a nuclear empowered Iran means an arms race to the Middle East. Can you imagine? Oh my goodness.
Like an arms race on a city block, one block and another block and another block. It's like, oh, this is about to explode.
This is about to explode. And by the way, the goal would be, this is what startled America in the 60s when President Kennedy was president, since his 50th anniversary is coming up on the November 22nd, is, at the anniversary of the assassination, was Russia sent a manned rocket into space. And immediately, this is the fear was, if they can get a rocket up there, that means they can get a rocket on our property. Mm-hmm. They could land one in New York. They could land one in Texas. That was the big thing was, because they knew that there's a nuclear, everybody was armed nuclearly. Well, they were, and we were. And so the fear factor hit was, if they got something going over our head right now, if they have a manned spacecraft over us right now, it could have a nuclear warhead in it.
Sure can.
It could be a kamikaze. You know, it could be the strapped suicide bomber.
Yeah.
It just showed how vulnerable we were with space, you know, that. If they can get a missile that high in the space, that means they can shoot one. And that's when the reality came, like, wait a minute. We are not in this safe, protective zone. And 60 days before he was assassinated, he gave a speech to the United Nations talking about, listen, we can say we're sovereign all we want to, but that does not keep us from being vulnerable from these missiles from other nations. We have to begin to, the most important thing that we can have is peace.
Mm-hmm.
A sad thing that he said was, as reported by one of his aides, was, I'd rather my children be red than dead, which would be Russian.
Wow.
And understand what, in the context of that, communism removes God from their culture. And I'd rather be dead than have to deny my God.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? Right. And so, but anyway, that's how vulnerable we are today. And so if Iran gets nuclear weapons, you're looking at some major happenings taking place. And so they're going to try to stop it. But understand this, since we turned over the whole Arab League over to the president of Russia, to Rush, to Gog and Magog, Lord knows what's about to happen. But I know this, I haven't got a chance to get to it or not. We have so many things we would want to get to. But men tell you the Lord's not going to come back for a million years. Mm-hmm. Some people tell you he's going to come back tomorrow. But the truth is, they don't know and neither do you. But I know if a weapon like that did land in your neighborhood, you're going to go be with the Lord. Mm-hmm. You're going to be at the throne room of God.
Instantly.
And you're going to answer for your life. Were you a fan or were you a player? You know, did you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life? Which means you were a doer of the word of God. You were followed him. And if the whole nation survives, but your neighborhood doesn't, you didn't survive for you. That was your rapture. That was your moment. You know what I'm saying?
Finito.
Yeah. And the Jiminy eschatology crickets, you know, it was over for you. And it's so foolish to sit here and argue that and realize when God said, Jesus said, no man knows. Mm. Even Jesus doesn't know. For somebody to give you any projections that allows for darkness to reign in the body of Christ, giving people this mindset that the Lord couldn't come back, is only to assure their death and destruction and internal separation. I mean, you don't know. You just don't know. And as rapidly as prophecy is being fulfilled, I mean, it's being fulfilled so fast that if all we did on our television program and radio program is just kind of start checking off everything, mm-hmm. we could spend until the Lord returns, which obviously could be momentarily, just constantly telling you, this prophecy just got fulfilled, this one just got fulfilled, that one just got fulfilled. And the very fact that Russia took over the leadership of the Arab League, who is in Syria on the northern border of Israel, and Russia is hosting the Olympics, was in the G20. I mean, all these things are taking place right now that instantly they could start coming down from the north into mm-hmm. Israel. And it says it'd take, what, seven months to bury the bodies and seven mm-hmm. years to burn wow. the weapons. And that would be probably the chemical weapons in Syria and probably the weapons in Iran. There's going to be a great loss of life. So all of our Middle Eastern listeners out there, and it so encourages us to know that you're listening. We're hoping we're bringing you hope. Understand this, that God loves you, and you're listening because you're drawn to the Lord, to Jesus. And no matter what others are doing in your community, know that God will protect you and God will keep you. But begin to let your brothers and sisters know that don't come against Israel.
Yeah.
Because it says very prophetically what's going to happen is that everybody's going to come against Israel. They're going to come in from the north, and look at Syria. They're trying to open Syria up to do that right now. And then God's just going to come down and show himself mighty to show himself to Israel. Mm. And so what's going to happen is there's going to be a great loss of life, huge. I mean, it's going to take 7 months to bury the dead bodies. And there's going to be fragments of bodies all over the place where they're going to put like little crime scene numbers like to document where they're at. And they're going to hire folks to come and bury these bodies and 7 years to burn the weapons. But think about this. Now imagine you stay faithful to God. You stay faithful to him. You learn about things of the Lord. Continue to listen to VFN Radio and watch VFN TV and get connected. Become a disciple of Jesus Christ, that you can begin to, when you start seeing these things coming, and they're coming, that you can begin to preach and their eyes are going to be open because God loves the Muslim people. I mean, you know, if you're there, you know that people, they call you a Muslim because you're just born into a Muslim family. I mean, you had no choice. You're just born. But now you've been born again, and now you can tell them that they can be born again in Jesus Christ and all their sins forgiven and brought into the family of God and have a relationship, all their sins forgiven and restored and blessed and to be prosperous in God. And all the thing the enemy says that he offers, God truly does offer, and he offers it because he loves you and he has a plan for your life. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
This is Focus on the Family Minute, and I'm John Fuller. Jill Savage was tempted to tell her friends that her marriage was fine, despite some serious struggles. She found out, though, that being honest about those problems actually encouraged her friends.
I went home that day and my phone started ringing off the hook of moms that were sitting in that room and saying, thank you for being so honest. We're a mess. We're struggling in our marriage. It's a very difficult season for us. And the very thing that I feared would happen, which was that I would lose integrity, actually the opposite happened. I gained integrity with those women because of the willingness to be honest.
We're all longing for authenticity, and God can work powerfully through our weaknesses. You'll find the strength you need to be honest and to have a thriving relationship at FocusOnTheFamily.com/marriage.
VFN Dream Center. You think about it. There was a day that God gave Joseph a dream, and he began to share it, and of course, et cetera, abuse and things that were going on. But understand this. There came a day when suddenly he began to speak it, and the dream came to pass. And I just want to encourage you right now. I want to welcome you to the dream. I want to welcome you to the VFN Dream Center, because the Lord is setting up cities. He's setting up hubs, apostolic hubs. He's setting up church is not going to even be recognized in the future where we're going, because we're about to be the church of the Bible under the God of the Bible, under the direction of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you want to be a part of what God is doing in the earth, to rise up, to bless what presently is, but let go of that to be able to move into what God is going to do, to dive into what God and be a part of it, maybe the VFN Dream Center is for you. Maybe the VFN Dream Center for you. You can find out more at vinefellowshipnetwork.org. You can join us on the Emerald Coast if you're local, or you can join us online and be one of our virtual members that join us on VFN TV by going to vinefellowshipnetwork.org. Every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. or approximately, live on VFN Radio. Find out more at vinefellowshipnetwork.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. We want to get right to what was said in 2009 with the Philippines, because this tragedy is taking place. The biggest, these are words that you're hearing now, is over and over again. This is the biggest we've ever seen. It's the hottest it's ever been. It's the coldest it's ever been. This is the biggest debt we've ever seen. I mean, it's over. And it's like people don't even hear that anymore. And this typhoon that just hit the Philippines is the biggest in the history of typhoons hitting them. But in 2009, there was a prophetic warning over the Philippines. And
it was from Dr. Cindy Jacobs. And she prophesied 2009. We have it here for you. And my goodness, the accuracy is just...
And we want to say this. The reason I want to say this is because we just had another catastrophe in America that we're going to talk about, twisters over 12 states. But understand, they were warned in 2009, and we want to continue to pray for the Philippines. We're being warned again and again. What do you think's next? Well, right after we talked about this, we just said it. We just talked about it at the Dream Center. Now, these storms just hit over the Midwest, and we're seeing the same thing take place. Besides, John Paul Jackson, the Perfect Storm, prophesied about it. We can stop these things if we just turn back to God. Mm-hmm. Let's listen up to what Cindy Jacobs said in 2009 over the Philippines, and we'll be right back.
I want you to pray. The next 2 years, the Lord is showing me, are going to be extremely significant for the Philippines. Either you're going to go on to greatness, it's going to be that transformed nation, or I see that there's going to be some troubled times. So pray, pray, pray. I know you're already praying, but this is a time God is going to pull down the spirit of corruption. And God is going to release the spirit of truth and righteousness into this nation, because righteousness exalts a nation. The Lord has given many promises for the Philippines. I mean, the Philippines is going to be one of the wealthiest nations on earth. The spirit of poverty will be broken. So rise up. Even though, you know, it's terrible and everywhere you look around is devastation, out of this darkness is going to come a transformation movement that will be shown and modeled around the world, says the Lord. You know, the Lord shows me over the Philippines, there is a principality of corruption. And this corruption has been so systemic and so deep that this principality thinks it controls the Philippines. But the Lord is showing me that if there will be a national fast, praying, everyone, the north, the south, the east, and the west, the whole church, not part of the church, standing up and fasting and praying. There should not be a day there isn't fasting going on for the Philippines. And I'm calling you, wherever you are, whoever is hearing my voice, whatever pastor's hearing my voice, whatever youth movement, the Lord is saying, love your nation. This is a strategic nation. Fast for the elections coming up. Cry out to God that in the next elections, God is going to move in a massive way. The spirit of corruption will be broken. God is getting ready to move and march through that land. He's going to pull down one and he's going to set up the other. No longer will his words be delayed over the Philippines. If you stand and you pray and you believe, God, the Lord of Judah, is going to rise and shake his mane over that nation. And he's going to roar out of Zion. And the darkness will be dispelled, says the Lord.
There was a word, prophetic word spoken over the Philippines talking about the corruption in government. And this Sunday, NBC News is reporting that corruption is still there. They're stopping the money from coming in. Did we pray? Did the Philippine church pray? We think she said pray for 2 years. That's 2010, 2011, which means there should have been a two-year period where they were walking in the rightness of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And now this corrupt government, mm-hmm. they even came after Anderson Cooper, when Anderson Cooper started saying, where's the government? Where's the people? Yeah. We're in the airport here. If any place should have help, it should be at the airport. Mm-hmm. And they jumped on him. And Anderson's always there trying to help out with mm-hmm. CNN. And he had apologized. You know, he just told him kind of really nicely, this is what was going on. But he's trying to stay humble in the context of that. Mm-hmm. And it was like, this is a corrupt government. But they didn't respond. But you know what? The same words being spoken over America. Being spoken over America with, in 2008, in 2009, 2010, with the perfect storm. You can get to see all of it, the perfect storm. But just this weekend...
Just yesterday.
Because we gave this word, at the Dream Center mm-hmm. on Sunday.
And it was just probably a few hours after that word was given, really. Just a few hours.
Yeah, a few hours. And so a few hours after that word was given, then all of a sudden this destruction begins to hit in America. I want you to hear this from CBN News. We'll be right back.
Today, the Midwest is picking up after deadly tornadoes ripped through parts of 12 states this weekend. The twisters killed at least 6 people and leveled entire neighborhoods. It's a fast-moving system, but it's leaving a lasting mark. Over the weekend, Illinois took the brunt of the storm.
It was gone within 3 or 4 minutes. And you can see what it's done here, just everything. Demolished everything.
Tornadoes leveled homes, shredded trees, and downed power lines. These storm chasers witnessed some of the destruction.
Oh my God.
One man stood at his window reciting the Lord's Prayer as a twister barreled towards him.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
And this family says they're lucky to be alive. Ben Dubois and his wife left to go pick up their kids from his parents' house. They were gone only 15 minutes, but when they returned home, their house was flattened.
If I was inside this building during the storm, it'd be done.
In Chicago, 60,000 football fans evacuated the stands at Soldier Field. The Bears-Ravens game having to be put on hold as a dangerous storm surrounded the stadium. Parts of Indiana also took a direct hit, one tornado completely destroying the Starbucks. According to the National Weather Service's website, a total of 65 tornadoes were reported. Today, the storm system sets its sights on the East Coast, bringing rain, thunderstorms, and winds to the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic.
This is wow. You know, understand, who is this that the wind and the waves obey? Mm. You know, who is this? You have to understand, God is completely 100% in control. And if you haven't yet heard, and we've had it available for you, you know, is America under God's judgment? And understand, it's a different kind of judgment. I'm not talking about the end time. I'm talking about there's a response that we can actually respond to the judge, and he can stop things. He can put things right, and we're going to need to respond to him. But, you know, you can go get that. Go to VFNTV.com and click on special offer. Also available, there's 2 special offers available for you there. Just make an offer and get it and listen to it so you have some wisdom to be able to walk. Understand, hours after we gave that word at the Dream Center, the Apostolic Center, that what was taking place and this warning took place in 2009, and now we're looking at it, and we began to pray for the Filipino people. Understand, it's an oppressive principality, oppressive government. It's not the Filipino people.
Right.
And so that it's a tyrannical spirit.
And what happened with Imelda Marcos, one of the presidents of the Philippines, she was the one who reportedly had all the shoes. And we're talking this prophetic word as it was about corruption.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the ground zero for where the storm hit was actually where she is from. And it's like, oh my goodness, over and over and over again, over $50 billion is just stolen out of that, reportedly from NBC article here, is taken out of that community. And so when God's sharing a word like that, it's for us to pay attention and to listen, to respond.
Yeah, and not just like, not like a fan, but like a player.
Yeah.
A player says, okay, we need to get in here. What do we need to do? That's why you go to Samaritan Purse. That's why you go to Operation Blessing. You know, we would say go to Samaritan Purse because they're gonna put the stuff in their hands, and they're gonna, in the name of Jesus, put the stuff in the Filipino people's hands outside the corrupt government. Mm. They're gonna be there with tents and Operation Blessing has water filter systems going in. I'm sure so does as well with Samaritan's Purse. But go to VFNTV.com, click on links, and you'll see Samaritan Purse there, and be there now. Understand this, so. And you can click on, you can go to VFNTV.com and scroll down to the perfect storm and see, you know, what's taking place. We're talking about Israel as well, because one of the statements, the headlines that was said prophetically over Israel is, what other secret weapons does Israel have? Has Israel played all its cards? This is what I believe. They're about to play a card.
Mm.
A card that's going to be so amazing that people are going to wonder, do they have anything left?
Wow, we want you to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and our partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit one today. Listen, we have their addresses, their phone numbers, every way that you can get in contact with them. If you're in Pensacola or actually nationwide, Blue Angel Hot Tub Pool and Spas. If you need a pool, hot tub, any resource connected with that, you want to contact Blue Angel and Joyce, and they'll be more than happy to help you. They actually ship all over the country. Also in Pensacola, the Coffee House on Navy Boulevard. Fresh, hot coffee, the way you like it. Fresh sandwiches and an awesome, warm environment. Leather couches, fireplace, you got to visit Rayona. And also the $50 Eye Guy in Pensacola. Visit VFNTV.com and become a sponsor and a partner today. VFNTV.com.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, every one of us go through times in our life where it just seems hopeless. As a matter of fact, I remember watching young people who had on their windshields with vinyl lettering. The words were hopeless. I couldn't believe that. Why would you put that? Don't put that on your, you know, and I can understand. Maybe it's a cry of your heart. You're going, listen, I need hope. Well, I got news for you that right now on your on VFNTV.com or on your VFNTV app, and you can find it by going to your browser and type in VFNTV.com, and it'll lead you through the steps to be able to have it on your iPhone or your mobile device or your iPad or iPod or your all the wonderful stuff that they have out there. And so, but with that, you can get hope, because you got to understand that, you know, when you think about Abraham, against all hope, in hope, he still believed. It's okay. A lot of times we're looking and said, okay, I've looked at the evidence. I looked at my inabilities. I looked at my finances. I looked at my relationship. I looked at what everybody's saying about me. I looked at all these different things. But you can do that. You can look at your reality. It's okay in God to look at your reality. And in the natural sense, it ain't going to happen.
Right.
But you still can have hope against that hope, but it's a different hope. It's called faith. It says, now faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you don't see. And it's hope. It's that kind of hope. You know, inside of me, it hasn't manifested yet, but what I'm believing God for is going to come to pass. You know, and I have a dream. I literally have a dream that God is going to pour out a third great awakening. I know, obviously, you know, that, you know, the church is going to have to be, you know, in agreement with with what God is saying. But I'm just believing you. That's why we're on VFN TV and VFN Radio, to be able to talk to you and encourage you. Listen, it's God's got good plans in store for you. Good plans in store for you. And I have a dream.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Welcome to VFN Radio on VFN TV, our Christian Television Network audience. Joining me is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
We've been talking about this tragedy that is taking place in the Philippines. Now, the tragedy that took place last night, hours after we gave this prophetic word, we loosed it, what God laid on our heart, what was given in 2009 over the Philippines. And God is saying the same thing to us. And if it was the corrupt government that didn't change, then it's like you can say, well, that's not fair because the Filipino people suffer because of this corrupt government. But this is what, and if you haven't yet heard it, you need to hear it. And it's not entitled, you know, praying for those in authority over you. Don't know what the title of it is right now, but we'll have it up. But understand, what God wanted them to do and wants us to do is to pray for those in authority over us, because God can get a message to them. He can change out governments. If we believe the government of God is greater than the government of man, we can pray for our government and pray that they would be saved and that God would speak to them. And so right now we begin to, instead of cursing our government and cursing our leaders and agreeing with what the prognosticators are saying, understand you need to pray for them. You need to pray for them. And soon we're going to have available our prayer for the president and his family. That's going to be made available. I know we have it in the context of something, but they're pulling it out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So you can actually, you know, maybe pray that prayer and just listen to it and begin to pray for our president and Congress and all. But listen, this time, understand these things are being fulfilled rapidly. Israel's surrounded on every side. The church is surrounded. We're walking out the days like the Jews walked out in Germany right now, and we're just as blind, it seems, that the Jews were during Germany, that this is a whole strategy being brought against God's people. Mm-hmm. We have to begin to wake up and say, you know what? This is not good to be able to have this 53% of college professors that you're sending your kids to school, that they're having adversarial, they feel bad towards evangelicals, and they're renouncing their faith. 50%, I forget how many renouncing their faith in secular schools, but 80 something percent or maybe.
It's very high.
They're renouncing their faith. You send your kid that you raised to serve the Lord, you actually send them off to college because that's your alma mater, and pull that up. Pull that percentage up there. But that, yeah, they maybe 83% are going to deny Jesus Christ as Lord. They're going to renounce their faith. What is it?
71 to 80%.
71 to 80% are going to deny Jesus by the time they finish. By the time you finish paying for their tuition, and some of them haven't even finished paying for it yet, they're going to deny Jesus. And 50% of Christians who go to Christian college will renounce their faith. This is serious stuff that's going on right now. And understand, here we are. We're being surrounded right now with people who are in darkness because we're not being the light. We're supposed to be the light. We're supposed to go tell them that God loves them. God has a plan for their life. We shouldn't cower down. We should stand up and let them know that, hey, that's not true. What's true is God loves you and God will forgive you and God has a plan for your life. And right now, as Israel's being surrounded, the church is being surrounded in the world and in America. And when you look at these prophetic words that John Paul Jackson spoke sometime back, and we're in the middle of this being fulfilled. But one thing he says is, you know, what other secret weapon will Israel have? Has she played all of her cards? And this was a headline that God has shown. And the thing about it is, Israel is teaming up reportedly now with Saudi Arabia with Israel, saying we got to deal with Iran's nuclear weapons. This thing going on, they can't have it. And it's like they're going to have to respond, which means they're about to play a card. They're about to play a card. They have to play a card.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is what they say. Not no more. It's not going to happen anymore. We're not going to let that happen anymore. But then here's another one. Another headline was John Paul Jackson. You can see this by going to the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Israel says a missile hits Jerusalem. Mecca will be hit within minutes.
Mm.
Think about that. These are the headlines, prophetic headlines by John Paul Jackson. What he's saying is, Israel says, this is what Israel says. Let me repeat. Israel says, if a missile hits Jerusalem, this is, let me word it right. This is the headline. Israel says, if a missile hits Jerusalem, Mecca will be hit within minutes.
Mm.
Think about that.
Wow.
This is where things are at right now. And our Secretary of State, John Kerry, which is actually our president there in capacity of his cabinet, his secretary, is not standing up for Israel. He's telling them, and you can go back and listen to this related article, hopefully here, he's telling your representatives, your congressmen, your senators, your congressmen, don't pay attention to anything the Israelis say.
Right.
And it's like, this is not good. Understand, ever how goes Israel, so goes the church.
Mm-hmm.
But no matter what happens to the church, we should stand with Israel. We should stand with her. Standing with Israel, standing with God.
That's right.
And then Hillary Clinton, who used to be the president's wife and secretary of state, I mean, she was standing there and said this stuff about afterlife and everything like that. She says, you know, Israel's concerned about their present life. And it's like, what are you talking about? You're talking about faith and eternal life? That's the whole thing Paul got stoned. And they were after him because he believed in the resurrection. He believed in life after this life. That's pretty important, Ms. Clinton. That's pretty important, Mrs. Clinton. That's pretty important. And so understanding this, that the times that we're in, these headlines, and I could read these headlines all day long. And I want to make one prophecy. I want to say one thing so we could have it on the air, too, is the NFL. So first of all, I want to say Israel's surrounded. Our president's turned over the Middle East to the president of Russia. Our Secretary of State is building a whole syndicate against Israel, saying don't even listen to them. Don't listen to anything the Israelis say.
Telling congressmen,
your representative. You can see this on the VFN Torch. It's a related article, and you can see it. That you can see him say, you can everything. It's just there. That, and we're trying to give you a biblical perspective of what's happening right now. What's happening right now is God's folks are under attack.
Mm-hmm.
And they're being isolated. They're being polarized so they can be targeted. And the hopes, mm-hmm. as always, you know, Lucifer wanted to do away with God's people. And we're supposed to be out there loving on folks and letting them know that God loves them and God will forgive them and bring them into the family of God. Your help is presently held captive by the hordes of hell.
Right.
That's where you're not going to come out. You know, mm-hmm. send us a missionary. Go win you a missionary.
That's right.
And so this is major stuff. This is major stuff. But this is something the Lord laid on my heart, and we'll see it. You know what happens with it. But one of the prophetic words that was given by the headlines is how he saw them, John Paul Jackson, and you can see them at vfntv.com. Go to the VFN Torch. Is the NFL postpones all games until the answer is found. And for some reason, you know how much of a fan I am of football, right? And not in the context that I was talking about.
Right.
It's interesting. Well, I'm not saying I think they're artists myself. They do, you know, I'll always love a player, even if they're playing badminton good. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
But the NFL, this is the headline, the NFL postpones all games until the answer is found. And this is what I felt like was the Lord said to me was, the whole scheme of the National Football League is about to be uncovered.
Mm-hmm.
And I just read to you the headlines that John Paul Jackson saw. Now I want to tell you what I felt the Lord showed me. This is what's going to happen. That they've been covering up for years now. They've known, they've had allegedly and reportedly had doctors that they hired to look over their players, which they consider products. And players, I just want to tell you that you sold yourself like a product. You shouldn't let them sell you like that, you know. But in the context of it, and they treated you like property. I remember watching the coach of the Cowboys, the owner of the Cowboys, when a player was walking up to him that was going through tryouts and all during the summertime, and he didn't give him the time of day, didn't say nothing, walked past him like he was dirt.
Oh, wow.
And my heart just broke. And I'm thinking, what are y'all doing to these young men? Just with this arrogance over the product.
Wow.
You know, it's kind of like, hey, well, the guy didn't make the team. That he just passed right by him to say nothing to him. And of course, the player said something. And so they've been having their own doctors look over these players and saying, you're fine. You're fine. But all along, they weren't. They're getting their heads hit. I mean, think about it. You step off of a curb and you throw something out. If you have a 300-pound player, 200-pound player hitting you directly on, and your brain gets knocked around inside your skull with a little bit of saline fluid and they're knocking, bruising your brain, you're going to have dramatic brain injury.
Yeah.
No doubt.
You're going to have, but for years, they've just been not saying anything about it, but I just feel like it's about to be uncovered. I feel like it's about to be uncovered. And when it becomes uncovered, that litigation, the transference of wealth, if you would, the litigation is going to be so big to be able to bring some sort of justice to the players who were told they were okay. You understand, they're telling you, if your doctor's saying you're okay, you really believe you're okay until you're not anymore.
Yeah.
And then you're stuck with other doctors telling you there's something wrong with you. Then it contradicts with the hireling, the reported hireling that's there. And so imagine all these players now taking all these owners to court and suing them for wrongly injuring them and hiring doctors to give them false medical reports for their own personal financial gain. You're about to see a transference of wealth, possibly.
Wow.
But I definitely see this headline coming to pass. And this was the headline that John Paul Jackson gave. NFL postpones all games until the answer is found. And you think about it. If it's dramatic brain injury, they understand one more game means one more lawsuit. One more bump in the head means one more lawyer showing up at our office filing a suit against us successfully because we have all this bad history of hiding all these injuries.
Wow.
And so it just says stop the madness. You know, it's going to cost us, it's already going to cost us everything.
Wow.
And so I just really feel in my heart, I'm sensing in my spirit that possibly is going to be the fulfillment of that. We'll see. But I felt like the Lord had spoken that to me, and God lets you know what's up. And to me, it's you know, God's a just God. That if you've been lying to these players all their lives, all their time that they played with you, and even after they left, and their families are trying to deal with this man with dramatic brain injury, who's not the husband he used to be, he's not the father he used to be, and he's doing like not Tony Dorsett, but.
There was a recent football player who I believe he killed himself and his family.
Yeah, Junior Seau. Yeah.
And Deion Sanders was at the point of killing himself. He was about to drive his car off the edge of a cliff, and outside the grace of God, God stopped him with that. But I believe Tony Dorsett, I think he's going through the same situation. And
there's a lot of them.
Yeah, a lot of them. But the whole thing is, but if you told you're okay, if you were told you're okay, and to me, it's like, wow, God knew this day was going to come because he said it. It was a headline in the newspaper that says NFL postpones all games until answer is found. And believe me, that's a huge litigation that would be taking place. Obviously, it's about to be, you know, we ain't seen nothing. The bullying's been coming. If this is true, if they have been hiring doctors to lie to these men and women to do that, that's truly bullying. That is, and there needs to be that. This is what I see secondly is, so what is that stadium going to be used for? Hey, it looks like an end time harvest to me. What do you think?
That's right.
Filling with men and women crying out to God. Who's the God TV?
Wendy and Alec.
Wendy and Alec. And Wendy got that prophetic word, stadiums filled, crying out. And I just feel all these things is just going to converge. You know what I'm saying? We might as well use the stadium for something.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? Let's just fill it with the worship of God and that presence of God drawing people in, just like Robin was drawn in, drawing people from all around the world. Worship of God, preparing for our Lord's return. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Well, I'll let you know about our special offer this week. It's so important. I think you're probably seeing it right now on the screen that you can go to VFNTV.com, click on special offer. You see it right there, and it takes you right to the special offer, which is No One Calls for Justice, learning the importance of crying out for God's justice. And one of the things that really bothers us as flawed vessels, flawed people, is we're concerned about the gavel coming down on us.
Yeah.
And we should be if we have not yet made a relationship, got our relationship right with Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. But you've got to hear this, because until someone cries for justice, and justice is getting things back in God's order again. By the way, all you have to do is go there, make an offer of whatever's on your heart, just make an offer. And it's yours. You can download it instantly, and it'll be available to you. You know, what a question. I mean, think about this. You could begin to cry for justice, and justice is putting things back in their rightful order again. And how many things are out of order today? I mean, how many things are really out of order? That's all it is. What do we need? We need God's justice. But you know what? We got to start with getting ourselves back in order before we start pointing our finger at a world that's out of order.
That's right.
And you got to hear this, because if we wait too late, and a lot of people will, we're bait. You know, it's what he says. You'll be like bait if you wait too late. And some people are just waiting and say, okay, I have no choice. I'm losing my company now. I'm losing my house now. I'm losing my country now. I'm going to say something. It's like, it's too late then, brother.
It's done.
You know, you're fixing to be, you know, fodder. You're fixing to be bait, you know, and it's stand up now for what's right. Even if you do lose these things, understanding then God will reorder our nation, because he's good and he's just. And so get that. It's available to you right now. Go to VFNTV.com this week and click on this week's special offer, and you will see it there. No one calls for justice. No one cries for justice. And you're going to get excited, because you can find out, wait a minute, I can be a part of God's justice movement. I can begin to cry out for justice. And somebody says, well, what about you? You're going to say, but I allowed God's justice to be served on his son, because I accepted his son, Jesus Christ, as my Lord and Savior. You're right, but Jesus took that on for me, and he can take that on for you too.
That's right.
Isn't that awesome?
That's powerful.
Go get it today at VFNTV.com on the front page. And there's one thing about my family. We've always had the ability to laugh at the most inappropriate times. But it's like, you know, that's when you need to laugh. I mean, not that we're not being, you know, it's just like, I guess it could be nervous laughter or something. They're probably all laughing right now. They're listening. It's like, this is not the time to laugh. And we're looking at each other like, but I'm about to laugh. I don't know what it is. You
I'm
know?
About to lose
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I remember my dad and I were carrying a piece of furniture years ago. And, you know, and I was young, and dad's serious. Dad's serious.
Oh, yeah.
And I was probably hard to understand, because I was a sanguine type personality. You know, just,
are you really?
Everything's funny.
Who
I think
is
so.
This son of mine here?
Yeah, Duke of Earl. I'm son of Zerl. And so we're tearing this thing down. And it's heavy. It's crushing. This thing's a heavy thing. I don't know if it's down the stairs or we're carrying it somewhere. And I just started laughing. And that was very inappropriate. I probably would have been, you know, if that Jerry would have done it, I would have been the same.
And he's, dropped it on him.
He's looking at me like, oh my goodness, this is my son.
We get done with this, and we'll have
a party. Yeah, yeah. And it's just like, but it was in the process. I don't know where that comes from. We were actually no, I don't want to talk about that. But it was just, we had a lot of officers, you know, when I used to be in law enforcement, wear a lot of leather. You have like leather belts and leather keepers, and I mean, everything's leathery. And so when you move, it squeaks or makes noises. And so we were sitting at a funeral, and they put us all behind a wall, a lot of deputies behind this wall, kind of like a makeshift wall, vented looking thing where we could see what was going on, but they couldn't see us. But we were there, and it was wide open. It was just a visual blocking behind this wall. I mean, you put like, you know, 20 deputies, you know, in a room, but they can't see them. And all you hear is this, and this whole leathery sound is just echoing in this whole place. This moment, reverent moment you're having here. And this, I looked at, I'm not going to name names, and we're just like, oh, be still. And you just couldn't be still. And the leather just cut, and it's like, oh my goodness, we are going to laugh. This is not good, you know.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. We were just talking about a prophetic word that was given by John Paul Jackson. NFL postpones all games until answer is found. And then I shared what the Lord laid on my heart about what I'm seeing, how these stadiums, why they're going to be empty, why the stadiums are going to be empty. That's a lot of stadium. What do you do with that? And it just made us start pondering, you know, what have we seen God do in stadiums? That's I remember, you know, Promise Keepers had events in stadiums, and stadiums are built for men, you know, women too, but I'm just talking about, men can relate so well to that. But I remember, I don't know if it was Oklahoma or what, but there was this truck driver that was driving down the road, and they had this Promise Keepers meeting in the middle of, it was probably Denver, maybe in Denver's Mile High Stadium, but I don't know how you get a truck going by Mile High Stadium, but I, you know, Brett could tell us. And, but he heard this huge roar coming out of the stadium. The anointing was so strong. He pulled his truck over and he was just convicted because he heard this big, it was coming out of this big stadium, roaring out of the stadium.
Wow.
And he falls down on his knees and he gives his life to God on the side of the road.
Wow.
Because of the power of God. Remember going through Washington, D.C., and how powerful that was with everybody, just all these believers coming after God, just thousands.
Converging.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember Birmingham. Was it Birmingham?
Birmingham.
It was wet, and all these men.
Yeah.
It didn't stop them. We were just worshiping the Lord and sopping wet. That was amazing.
Yeah, Birmingham. And then it makes me think about when I had to pay you to go to one. Did I have to pay you or something?
Ooh.
This is back when he was a believer.
That was after
Did I leave? Oh, well,
you left me.
We actually
left me.
We don't have a lot of time to talk about that. Let's just move on. Thank God I did.
Yeah, that was God.
We could have stayed there forever, right?
But you could have chose somebody else to leave me with.
Well, you know, it's the taskmaster that leads us to Christ.
There you go, hey.
And they kept you humble, didn't they?
That was my test.
That was his test.
Oh, my goodness.
Again.
And again.
Anyway, Pat and I were working together at that time in the plastics business, and we had a chance to go to a Promise Keepers event that was in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And it was me, you, Vince, and
Bill.
Yeah. And
perfect hair, Bill.
Oh, perfect hair. Both of them. Both of those.
Both hairs.
Yeah. Both hairs. And we had a great time. I know that Bill had been on a fast. He'd been fasting for quite some time. I don't know, a good 2 hours. And when he broke his fast, he broke it on New Orleans spicy food. I just can't go into details, but there was really humorous moments.
Yikes.
When we were there. And but we went into, we're not going to have a lot of time probably to talk about all that, but we went into the stadium. And we're just finding out too. We didn't know this then, but you know, John was in there as well. And this is 1996.
Yeah,
man, you're getting old.
I know, right?
In 1996, and
but not as old as you.
Oh,
yeah, you will be here one day. I've noticed it.
There's multiple anniversaries.
There's enough things that have happened to you already. It's like blood pouring. You showed me.
There's a lot of lightning going on over there.
I repent.
Audience laughing behind you over there. Anyway, getting back to the stadium. And so we were going to go to this Promise Keepers event in 2009. And they had it in New Orleans. And there was,
1996.
And the entire city of New Orleans was closed down. They had one guy working at the McDonald's.
One.
You had like 4,000 men lined up for something from McDonald's, and one guy would pick a piece of toast, he'd put it in the thing, he'd come back and sell it to you and ring it up on the register.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. So anyway, we get into the stadium, and it's just filled with men who are about to worship God. You had Franklin Graham there, who was given the salvation message, I believe, on Friday night. And just the power of God was just so powerful.
Very.
And there's nothing like a whole bunch of men who love God, who are just aggressively going after God, who've built relationships with each other, because there's a whole bunch of small men's groups that were there as well. And God just showing up in such a powerful way.
Powerful.
And that was this time that God turned your heart powerfully to your son. Remember that?
He sure did.
Tell us about it. Was powerful.
Oh, it was amazing. You know, I didn't have a real close relationship with my son at that time, and walked into the stadium. And you know, walked. We were like way up high. I remember walking down the railing and just looking down at all these men. They were just everywhere. Mm-hmm. They were singing and worshiping God. And there was a guy speaking. I don't know what he was talking about, but whatever he said, under the anointing, God just grabbed hold of my heart. I mean, we were just still walking to our seats. Mm-hmm. I remember this like it was yesterday. And, I mean, my heart just turned inside out inside my chest. I mean, I was just literally like, oh, my God, my heart was just broken. I mean, it was just shredded instantly for my son.
Wow.
And he was really young at that time, probably 5 years old. And it was on that day, God just turned me on a dime. He said, basically, you better, you know, get back in your boy's life.
Yeah.
Get in his life, mentor him, just whatever you got to do. And that's exactly what I did.
And that's one of the driving, you know, what God is saying. He says, before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes, that he would send Elijah and he would turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the children to the fathers, or it's all smite the earth with a curse. And just being in the presence of God, worshiping God. And that's been God's, in our heart, God has laid that in. And God alone, with Pat, God turns his heart. Mm. And so many things, we can't even go into details, how the enemy's turning your children and their away from you.
Mm. Yeah.
And you have to fight. You have to fight to stay in their life, fight to stay in that place as a father. Mm-hmm. But the way that you successfully do that is only in God. God will do that. And I'm telling you, when you do it with God, who is Father of us all, everything works out.
We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and our partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for their information, their phone numbers, web addresses. Get in contact with them. If you're in New Jersey, contact Yolanda Cocina Cubana. Wonderful Cuban food. Josh is serving it up there. He loves the Lord, and my goodness, that is a kingdom business, I'm going to tell you. Also, on the Gulf Coast, Brunson Air and Heating. They're doing a lot of service work on the Gulf Coast. Give them a call. They're fair, and they'll be right out there to see you. And also in Pensacola, Taqueria de Ogies, authentic Mexican food. They're coming all over the Gulf Coast for this stuff. It is great. Look, visit VFNTV.com. Become a partner. Any part of your giving that you want to give towards making this program available, we can do this together all over the world. Visit VFNTV.com today. Partner up.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.